This is a story from the Gospel of Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of the district came out and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, please help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the puppy dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the puppy dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Jesus paused, then said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. People of God, hear what the Spirit is saying.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, this morning I have to borrow one thing about Steve. He takes care of all of us. And it's a good thing to have him here. Thank you. The story today emphasizes the danger of only having one story. And you know that guy, I think most people here will remember him, Paul Harvey? What did he say? And today what I'd like to do is take a look at what is the rest of the story. Because this isn't the full thing. And it's a danger that happens to me and you too. Last year when we had our Journey to Understanding, when the NCCJ, the National Conference of Community Justice, they had a TED Talk in there that talked about the danger of one story. And it's in the danger of only having one story that prejudice hides, that our implicit biases hide in those one stories, because we think it's always right, and that it's okay. Today is one of those stories. I grew up with this gospel, and I'm sure y'all have, and they were talking about, well, the reason Jesus did this was he wanted to challenge her to believe. I don't think so. Luke puts in there, in the beginning of his gospel, saying that Jesus had to grow in age and in wisdom. Now, a whole lot of us grow in age, amen? And we got to think about, how do we grow in wisdom? Because if Jesus had to grow in wisdom, so do we. And I think this is one of those cases where he had to grow in wisdom. And when I was growing up, one of the things I believe was that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
The problem with that is oftentimes I forgot that he was also human. And I put that emphasis on him being the Son of God and forget that he was human. The real problem with that is when I only see Jesus as the Son of God, as the Divine One, the Christ, then I miss the divine that's in me. And I only see me as human and struggling to make it and not being able to get by. And so I think it's a thing we have to take a look. If we listen to a bigger part of this story, Matthew starts out in the beginning of 14 talking about Jesus was preaching, and Jesus turns to him and says, feed the people. And they say, we don't have anything to feed those people. We can't do it. And send them all home. And Jesus says to them, what do you got? So he brought forth, he blessed it, they passed it out, and they had 12 loaves and baskets of loaves and fishes that were left over. Now, this is where we need to really take a look what Scripture is. Scripture is about symbols. Scripture is about signs. It's not about were there exactly 12 baskets. That wasn't the point. It was that there were 12 baskets, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 apostles who represent that. 12 was an important number for that. And so he did this. There was enough for the 12 tribes of Jacob, but maybe there wasn't enough for the extra people, the people on the outside. And so Jesus walks into this town of Tyre and Sidon. He knew that it was not Jewish territory. And this lady comes up to him and says, Lord. Now, she knew a different story. It wasn't just Gentile, because she says, Lord, come and heal my daughter. She has this devil that's in her, this demon. Jesus' answer is, I've come only for the sheep of the flock of Israel. That's what he was taught. That's what he grew up learning. Now, he missed the first reading today where it said, where everybody's welcome. Somehow he missed that. But don't we all, when we have one story, we just see the one little thing and we exclude some of the other stuff. And so Jesus, if you really listen to him and we accept that he is human, he said some pretty ugly things, some pretty racist things, excluding. He needed to learn and to grow in wisdom. And this woman persists because she has two different stories of who she is. And she goes on and say, once he says it's not worthy to put to feed you should eat the dog's food. And she says, yeah, but even the dogs eat off the table. And she catches him off guard. And he says, your faith has saved you. You know, there's nothing in there about her saying that she was born again. She just challenged him. Jesus, in a way, Matthew is covering for him, as oftentimes we have covered for him. Now, the story goes on, and this is the rest of the story. Towards the end of the chapter, Jesus sees another people, and there's another feeding. There's 4,000 people there. And in the 4,000 people, Jesus says to the apostles again, feed them. And they said, we can't feed them. We don't have enough. And he says, what do you got? Blesses it. Go feed them. And guess how many baskets were left over this time? Seven. Seven's a special number. Seven means all things are included. All people are included. Jesus learned from this woman. And that's the rest of the story. And, you know, I guess what I say is if Jesus can grow not only in age but in wisdom, we're real good at growing in age. But we have to challenge ourselves to grow in wisdom too. If Jesus could change, every generation that sees people as others, we need to change. How oftentimes do we see people as others? Whether it be a Republican or Democrat, we see them as others. We don't listen to their story. Or we see them as being anti-gay or anti-trans. We don't listen to their story. Isn't that what we want them to do for us? Is to listen to our story? and to see that there's something to be learned from all of us and how we can grow from that. The Canaanites were a horrible enemy, and Jesus was challenged to listen to this enemy, which he was taught for years, not that they were evil. Paul goes and talks. He's changed his whole position. And we criticize Paul a lot, but on this issue of welcoming everybody into the, under this whole thing that Jesus was about, Paul was open to that. Even when we talk about women's issues, Paul was on the edge of what the community was about. It was a different time, and he challenged that. So, if Jesus can change and grow in age and wisdom, maybe I can, and maybe I need to at 72 years old. You know, I've often said this to different people. I know all kinds of people who stop learning when they're 18, but they didn't die until they're 80. If we don't keep learning and growing in that age of wisdom, we die when we're 18 or 26 or 20. Growing and learning is something we need to do every day of our lives and open ourselves to others, as Jesus did today. I open up for your comments.